According to Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah, and therefore in our Mishnah we see that Rabbi Shimon holds, even by Hegdish, we say Svaro of Ayin Ra, Hu Meicher, Hu Makdish. So according to this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That what, when you Makdish something, you only mean to be Makdish exactly what you're saying, and nothing extra. So not only by Meicher do we say that, but even by Hegdish also. So maybe this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, when you Makdish these two trees, you only mean to be Makdish the trees itself, and not the property. And that's why it's good, why there's no din pidyon on karka here. It's only a pidyon on trees, nothing to do with the karka. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Shimon Aliba the man. But even according to Rabbi Shimon, who's he going like? I Aliba the Rabbi Kiva, Omar, Mirecha Biayin Yafa Mirecha, no. And like we want to say, Rabbi Shimon goes according to Rabbi Kiva, so even when you Makdish something, you mean to be Makdish it good. So, by even Rabbi Kiva says, when you meicher, when you sell something, you sell it away good. If so, the svar is the kol shechein makdish. For sure, when you makdish something, for sure you mean to be makdish it good. Says so. How could you say now again this brisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon Liber Rabbi Kiva? You're not giving it away. But you're not giving away b'ayin toif. Like here, the brisa says you're not makdish the kaker underneath it. And according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Kiva, the karka underneath it should also be Hegdish. El, Pshiti has to tell me for sure, Ali b'de Rabbonin, that Rabbi Shimon for sure is like the Rabbonin Shita, that when you makdish something, you makdish it b'ayin ra, and you do not mean to be makdish the karka in between, but that's only according to Rabbonin. Because some Rabbi Shimon holds then, that Yihei chod the moicher b'ayin ra moicher, just like the Rabbonin say a svara, when you sell something, you mean to give away as least as possible. You mean to hold back for yourself as much as possible. That's called Yemoicha B'Yayin Ra. So I'll tell you, he holds Rabbi Shimon according to the Rabbonin that the Makdish Nami, when you mean to be Makdish, the field is also the same way. You're Makdish B'Yayin Ra Makdish. You're Makdish with a bad eye, and therefore Meshaya Arya. You mean to leave over the land for yourself. So therefore, that's good the Brisa now. Here the Brisa says, if you're Makdish two trees, you know what you mean to be Makdish? Only the two trees itself, not even the karker in between. You do not mean to be makdish the karker in between. So, Melo, we have shown this brisa. It's going according to Rabbi Shimon, Ali b'de Rabbonin. And so the kasher is v'yela kashya hoyel v'yonke misday hegdish. And so, what do you want to tell me now, Rabbi Shimon holds like the Rabbonin that it's shver what we said before? Before we try to explain Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. And now Mishnah Rabbi Shimon says, when you makdish a field, only the field is hegdish, nothing else, just the trees are also hegdish. So the question was, why are the trees hegdish? So the answer is, because when you makdish their field, you mean to be makdish the karka underneath the trees also. Therefore, where do the trees get its unique, get its nourishment from? From karka hegdish. Therefore, it's hegdish. But if you want to tell me now, Rabbi Shimon goes like the Rabbonin, even by hegdish, that when you makdish something, you don't give away too much to hegdish. Anything you want to leave over for yourself, you mean to leave over for yourself. So when you're leaving over the trees for yourself, for sure you should also leave over the kark also for yourself. So the tree should not be hegdish. So here we have a spear in Rabbi Shimon. If you tell me Rabbi Shimon holds like the Rabbanan Shita, like that what? That you leave over the kark for yourself. That's why here when you're paid to the trees, you can't be paid with the money of karka, only with the value of trees. So how come Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah says that when you makdish the field, the trees are also hegdish, because the trees get the shenika from the karka of hegdish. The chura, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbanin, you leave over the karka for yourself. So according to theory in Rabbi Shimon. So my answer is like this, Enochanami. Elo, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon, lidivrayim the Rabbanin kamalhu. Rabbi Shimon is only answering back according to the Rabbanin Shita. And it's like this, lididi, according to me, myself, according to Rabbi Shimon, Tihecha de moicha b'yayin ro moicher makdish nami b'yayin ro makdish. I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon himself holds. Rabbi Shimon himself holds when you makdish something, you makdish it b'yayin ro. You do not give away too much to hegdish.
And therefore, I'll tell you, v'shiyuya mishayir l'ditchu, v'shiyuya mishayir, and he left over for himself. In other words, that's pshat taka in the brises, that when you makdish, when you makdish two trees, you do not mean to give the karka to hegdish. You only mean to be makdish the trees itself, and you leave over the karka for yourself. So this brisa comes out good according to Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon himself holds that when you makdish two trees, you do it b'yayin ra, and you do not mean to give the karka to hegdish. Ah, if so, what's pshat na mishnah? Why na mishnah does Rabbi Shimon say that the shikma, that the trees are hegdish? And we said the pshat is because it's yoynik mistay hegdish, mashma the karka underneath is hegdish. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon means like this. But the ditchu, Rabbi Shimon means to speak back to the rabbanon in our mishnah. But oydulu miyu, why don't you agree to me at least that the lay hegdish, that you do not mean to be magdish elo charuv hamukav v'sadan hashikma. As the rabbanon talk of the Tanakhama says that by magdish you mean to do it b'yayin yofa. By magdish you mean to magdish everything in the seder. So Rabbi Shimon says back to the rabbanon, why? Why do you say that you mean to makdish everything? Why don't you agree to me that everything else you're not makdish? The only thing I would agree to you that maybe you could say that you are makdish is this trees, is this charuv hamukav v'sadan hashikma. And therefore, he meant to say it like I agree, these trees should be hegdish. Because since you're makdish b'yayin yofa, you the rabbanin, so therefore the character underneath it is also hegdish. And therefore these trees are yonik mistay hegdish. But Reb Shimon himself holds not like that. Reb Shimon himself holds you makdish b'yayin ra, and the Yamilei on this they said back. The Rabbanon said back. The Yamilei Rabbanon lei. The Rabbanon said no. That the Yamilei Rabbanon lei shenah. The Rabbanon held no. There's no difference. That Rabbanon shita is that when you makdish something, it's more than stam mechem. It's mamish like a matana. That you mean to be makdish everything b'yayin yofa. Gemara says if so. Permaya kim to law. The last brayso. Who do you want to say the last brayso goes like? It goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That Rabbi Shimon Shita alone is that you makdish b'yayin ra, and therefore if you makdish two trees, you do not mean to makdish the karka in between. And so the Gemara asks, Eima seifa. What does the seifa the brayso say? For lo yoy not only this case. Ela filu higdish esu lo nois. Even the first you only makdish the two trees. And the cause of the hikdash as a karka, and then later you went to be makdash also the karka. So the loch is still tishu poida when you want to redeem the trees. Poida silonis bishavehen, you have to pay the face value of the trees, and the trees is no special deal. Since you will makdash the trees by themselves, it was not chal the hikdash then upon the karka. So when you poida the trees, you have to pay full price. And then the chayzer paid the bezer achay meserim the chamishim shkav shekel kesef. And then when you want to redeem the karka that you were makdish, secondly, then also you have to pay. Then you have the special deal of you only have to pay chamishim shekel kesef on such a big field. That's what the sefer says. Now the question is, the Rabbi Shimon, if you want to say this, so price it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, if so, lezo, boss, or pidyon, you should go after the pidyon, and v'nifriku agav arayu, and you should be able to be paid to the trees with the same price of the field. As we'll soon see, that's called lezo, boss, or pidyon means, any time now, that at the time when you are paid them, at the time when you want to redeem your trees, you have already been makdish the karka. So now lemaisa the karka is also hegdish. So therefore we can look as if Peshas pidyon are being paid both together, the trees and the karka, and therefore we should have the cheaper price upon the trees also. That's from Shimon Shita. And here the Brisa says not like that. So who it's a right, this Brisa cannot come out like Rabbi Shimon. All right, turn over. More so like this, to Shamina Lele Rabbi Shimon, because we hear that's Rabbi Shimon Shito, that you also boss a pidyon, that you go boss the way the Hegdish is at the time when you want to be paid for it. That's called you go boss a pidyon. The Rishbam explains like really it's a Svar B'Yamahu, that V'Hochi Mashmalikra, this is where Rabbi Shimon understands the Pasik, V'Yim Isteyachu Zosoi. Yakdish ish lashem, in a case where a person is makdish his field of Yerusha of Achuza that belongs to his mishpacha, then it says vo yerkecha, that the pasuk says now when you want to be poiderit, you have this special deal to get the chamishim shekel. So the pasuk says vo yerkecha, so vidashna means achshav,
Bishas Pidyon. Now at the time when you want to be proider it, Bezera Chaimasarim, did you go after the time of the pinyon itself? Tatanya, we learned like this. Minayan, how do we know? Lelakeyach sode me'oviv. If a son, let's say, bought a field off his father, Vegdisha, and the son was makdishit. So halacha is when you makdish stam mesoda that you bought, then you don't have the special ptur, the special deal of chamishim shekel. It's only if you makdish stay achuza, stay that belongs to you from your father. So here the son bought the field off the father. It's not called the stay achuza yet. And he was makdishit. So the question is, if he wants to be poiderit, right now he would have to pay face value. But what happened was, before he was poiderit, v'yachakach meis oviv, and then his father died before pidyon. So now when he wants to be poiderit, now the maisa, this is a field that is supposed to be a yerushatim. So minayin, how do I know, shetelefonu k'stei achuza, that we should look as if the field really is called the stei achuza, it's a field that he yashin from his father. And therefore, the pidyon now is only chamishim shekel. In other words, we do not look at it how it was b'shas hegdish, but rather we look at it how it is now b'shas pidyon. So in this Gemara says, Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'yim estei miknosoi, asher loy mistei achuzosoi. That when do you have to pay face value, if it's a soda that you bought, asher loy mistei achuzosoi, which is not a field that you could yarshin. So what does the pasuk mean to say? It means to say that it's a soda shein ruya liya steyachuza. It has to be a field that's not fit at all to be a Yerusha. In other words, this field is not a field that you received, even you bought, off your father. But yotze sezu, but it goes out this case over here, sheruya liya steyachuza. That over here, since the son bought the field off his father, even though right now it's called the stey miknosoi, but since it's fitting to be a steyachuza, the pidyon is with the chamishim shekel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shit, you see, you go both opinion. Rabbi Meir says, Minayin l'lakeach asada me'aviv. How do we know if a son buys a field off his father, or meis aviv, and then his father dies? So really, it's a Yerusha now. V'yachakach hegdish, and then the son goes to be makdashit. In other words, besas hegdish right now, it is really a steyachuza. Minan had a manosha telefonic steyachuza. So we should consider this field now with the din of a steyachuza. That you could be prayed with the chamishim shekel. Talmalema, this apostle says, v'yim estey miknosoi, asheloi misteyachuzosoi. That means, soda shena steyachuza. A field that's not a steyachuza. You did not yashne at all. It's only a field that you bought. But Yotze Sezua goes out this type of field, she saw Sadei Achuza, that this is a Stei Achuza. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, V'ilu Rabbi Yudu Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yudu Rabbi Shimon, they hold, Heichud the Meis Oviv, if the father died first, V'yakakach Hagdisho, and then the son was Makdashit, L'tzricha Kroi, I did not need a posting of that case. Pshit is called the Stei Achuza. Like Lamaisa right now, there's a Yerusha going on. Ki Yitzra Kro, where do I need the posik? Heicha de Ekdisha. That first the son bought the field off his father and he was makdashit right away. So b'shas hegdish itzaka stay mikna. Pol v'yachakach meisoviv. And then the father died. So then at the end it becomes a stay achuza. So you see, for pidyon, you go both for how it is b'shas pidyon, not how it is b'shas hegdish. Now minolahu, how do I know this? From this pasuk alone, a malik Rabbi Meir who diyosa. Maybe the pasuk only means in the case of Rabbi Meir, where the father first died and then he made it hegdish. El olav isn't a pshat. Mishon the yazli bosa pidyon. That you see, Reb Shimon holds in svaro that you always go bosa pidyon. You have to look how the field is right now b'shas pidyon. So in a case where the son bought the field and then the father died, so that's pshita. Elamai, the chiddush of the pasuk is know that we go boss the pidyon. So Gemara says maybe no. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok liyelam, really I tell you biyalam all over. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon lo yazli boss the pidyon. Maybe here there's no proof. Maybe all over Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda hold you do not go boss the pidyon, but rather we have to look at the field how it is b'shas yom makdashit. For Hoch over here, you know why here we say that even though B'shas Hegdish, the son only bought the field off his father, it wasn't yet a stay achuzah. You know why here it has the kula of Chamishim Shekel? Because Kroashka Chubadorosh, because maybe over here they dash an exerus akosif. Like here it's a posik. So how do you know that's the swara of Rebbe Shimon Minas Svara? You go Bosa Pidgin, maybe here there's a special posik. Where it says him came, if that would be the pshat him came, lichtav kro, the poshuk should have said v'yimes de miknosoi ashaloi achuzosoi, which is not your achuza, inam yirel stay achuzosoi. That's what it should have said. My asher loy mistay achuzosoi. So we dashing like this, eshenu ruyelia stay achuza. It has to be such a field that's not fitting to be a stay achuza. Yotze Sezu goes out over here, Shiru Yeliya Stei Achuza. That's fitting to be a Stei Achuza. It's like really could be Reb Shimon holds you go Bosa Shas Hegdish. You do not go Bosa Shas Pidgin. Over here though, there's a special Xeras Akosav like, that the Postek is Mashma, that you only pay face value on a field that you bought that can never be or could have never been a Stei Achuza. But any field that could have been a stei achuza, even though right now it's not yet, still you have this heter akru of chamishim shekel. But really, pshat from Shimon is that you do not go bosa pidyon, but rather you go bosa hegdish. So therefore, it's very good the b'raisa before, that the b'raisa before taka goes according to Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds that when you makdish the two trees, you do not mean to makdish the field in between. But enachman means the seifa. When you are makdish later, the fields, when it comes to Shas Pidyon, you cannot be paid to the trees now with the price of the fields. Since at the time when you were makdish the trees, you were not yet makdish the fields, so if Rabbi Shimon holds you go Bosa Hegdish, Shas Hegdish, they were at separate times, so therefore when you want to be paid to the trees, you have to pay face value. Therefore the price that comes out very good according to Rabbi Shimon. Omer Rafuna said, Charuv ha-murkav, we have this charuv, the box of tree that was grifted. This sadin ha-shikmar, this big sadin tree. Teres ilun alav, you know, sometimes it holds like a tree. The teres karkalav, it also has a teres of the karka. What does that mean? Teres ilun alav, it has the loch of a tree. That means the hecha di yagdish, oi zovin shnei elonis v'hai. If you are makdish two trees, and this is the third one, or you bought two trees, and this is the third one, yesh loy karka. You have karka with it, because these trees are also called like trees, so it has a lacha like shalish ilonis. Teres karka, what do you mean it also called like karka? Le mizdavin agav arya, that it's not bought with the land. That let's say you bought two trees, and this is the third one, and where's the case again that's called like karka? Le mizdavin agav arya, it's not sold with the field. But this, if you sell a field, the trees inside it is part of the sale. So if you have the shikma tree or the scharuf tree, they're not included in the sale of the land. Now, v'yom Rav Huna oimer sheyesh boi sosayim v'yavon oimer a bundle. When you're cutting down, you eat one bundle. But it's as big, it has two sosayim, it's a very big bundle. Shnod halacha is, teiras oimer olav, but teiras godish olav. It's called like an oimer, like a bundle. But it's also called like a godish. Now what does this mean? Teiras Omer Olav is called like a bundle. Tishnei Omerim Shikho. The halacha is when you leave over two bundles, that's Shikho. If you leave over three, it's not Shikho. The Aniyim can't take it. So what's going to be if you left over two bundles, Shnayim V'hu, and this was the third bundle? Is Eina